Well, anyway, I don't know how I came about that. Sounds like a video game version of 6 Feet Under's Feasting on the Blood of the Insane. Now, with that being said, today we are going over The Unmade, which I thought this song was really well made for in the past. And then we are also going to talk about a little bit, might say a little bit, All of Yon Low. Now you're going to say, Sean, where the hell you've been? I make no excuses. I suck. I just do. Been working on stuff. Not the right things. Illnesses, kids, birthdays, blah, blah, blah. But I'm back again. This will always happen until I get a set schedule. Work is taken care of. Bills are set. So forth and so on. On the plus side of everything, Cool City Games kind of made a reappearance, at least in a play setting in an online store. So we'll be able to get some games in and be able to talk with some players and stuff as we get some new games of Malifaux, Kill Team, and Warcry in, hopefully. So that's positive. So there's some rumors of a new game store opening up around town in my area, so that will be exciting as well. And maybe there'll be a sponsor is too. And just looking at different aspects of just sponsorships, working on commercials, logos, stuff like that to make my pitch myself for doing this full time. I am set. So let's go ahead and look at The Unmade. And these guys are pretty gross. They're cannibals. And they eat themselves. Be honest. I'm leaving it there. I'll try to make this as kid-friendly as I can. That being said, these guys, as for stats, as with other Warcry models, they're not reaching out to be anything that drastically different. For stat-wise, for anything. We'll go to this. There is no range attack except for the Bolo guy. Spears have a 2 range. Bolo has a 3. That's about it. These guys are your hand-to-hand fighters. They cut off pieces of themselves, flay themselves so they can be better. It's kind of like Nurgle met Slaanesh halfway in the middle and got hungry. I don't know. But cannibalism, stuff like that, that makes people grips on the fact that no one wants to be caught by a cannibalistic tribe, so here we are. As for the box, a lot of people are buying 2. Just like I bought another Strike Talon, I think, the flying chicken guy, for the Corvus Cabal. A lot of people are buying a second unmade box so they can pick or choose more models of what they need, and if my memory serves me right, Games Workshop's offering basically 2 box sets in 1 box set to capitalize on easier marketing for themselves to introduce these guys into Age of Sigmar. They're Chaos Warbands anyway. Before we get too far, well, I'm going to go ahead and get into that. Okay, well, we get the Blissful one. He is quite blissful. He's got pretty good movement 8. I mean, he's kind of weird. He's on those kind of like stilty things that one chick was off of the Kingsman, which she had like half the legs, so she's sprouting all along. Melee range of 1, 5 attack, 4 strength, 2 and 6 damage. Of course, this is your leader. I have a hard time with these symbols. I'm not going to lie to nobody. It could be elite. I don't know. But this guy ranked at 220 points, so he's pretty beef. He's got only 20 wounds. I mean, only 20 wounds, but 20 wounds. Next up we got, which I think that this extra card thing to represent your extra guys is kind of lazy. Anyway, that being said, you have a weakened one with brutal pole arm. 4 movement. Oh shit, I forgot. Anyway, 10 wounds, 60 points. These are basically your basic standard guys of the game. You have your Joyous one. He looks a little bit more dynamic. He's coming at 15 wounds for 145 points. He is your I forget what symbol I suck. I haven't even played this game yet. I should keep going over stuff and buying stuff and painting it. Not even played it. But this guy's got 15 wounds, and he's pretty cool. 145 points, though. We got the guy who's swinging around with his little freaking flail. He's at 60 points, so he is the same points as your guys with same thing as your guys with pole arms. 60 points, same number of wounds, same attack, just different weapon profile. So it's pretty unique, I suppose. And you have your ascended ones. These guys here, 125 points, 10 wounds. They is what they is. Now, what makes the warbands different, besides little bits of cool story-wise you might get, and a lot of cool modeling things that you can do, and paints. Fortunate enough for these guys here, they came out with the same release time as a lot of Games Workshop contrast paints. So people are experimenting with a lot of those, especially using the flesh colors and the Blood Angels color for their flesh. I did that as well. Kind of did like a... just using it for the flash. I did the directional priming and stuff like that. So, here we are. But what makes the unmade is they come out with their own special abilities that they can do, just like everyone has their own special abilities. The cards and everything that they have individually make no difference, because it just seems like they are what they are. But the unmade, everyone can have them with double. For a double, just rolling your initiative dice, and you take a double out. Nightmare's Visage. Pick an enemy fighter with a number of inches of this fighter equal to the value of this ability. Roll a dice. 3+, to end of the battle round, that fighter cannot make move actions or disengage. If you're freaking them out, you might be doing something like pulling your face back, like in the one photo. I bought my guys already put together, because I hate putting together stuff. I really do. So I lost a lot of options I could have, I guess. But I don't care. So it's cool. For a double, everyone can do this too. The Barb Strike. To the end of this fighter's activation, if any attack made by this fighter scores any hits or critical hits, subtract 1 from the toughness characteristic to a number of minimum of 1 as a target until the end of this battle round. So you can really soften up for like a gang attack. You know, so you got all you guys jumping around doing a whole bunch of little bit... tribal warfare, I guess. This next one, I believe it's your... I think it's your elite guy. Double Chain Garrot. Pick an enemy fighter within 5 inches of this fighter and roll a d6. Roll a dice. On a 3 for 4, allocate 1 damage point to that fighter. On a 5 and 6, allocate a number of damage points to that fighter equal to the value of this ability. So, 2 rather than 1. I think that's how I'm reading it. If I'm wrong, somebody correct me and say, Sean, you're an idiot. Read the rules better. And I would take that advice, and I'll read the whole 1.5-page rules where you tell me where things can be a little bit more difficult, because these rules are stinking vague, and I think they could be better. I'm just saying. Anyway, for your guy, especially this next guy, this will be for doo-doo. Well, that would be 4. Double Chain Garrot. I just saw him here. For a lot of your regular ascended ones. For your joyous ones, we're running out. Triple Flank Frenzy. Roll a d6 for each visible enemy fighter within 3 inches of this fighter. On a 3 through 4, allocate 1 damage point to the fighter being rolled for. On 5 through 6, allocate any number of damage points to the fighter being rolled for, equal to this ability. So I'm guessing 3. Unless I'm wrong, sue me if I am, show me where I'm at. Next up, for our big guy, who happens to be the Blissful One, Triples. Vessel of Torment. A fighter can use this ability only if the enemy fighter has been taken down by attack actions made by them this activation. So they got to take somebody out. This fighter makes a bonus move action, then they can make a bonus attack. It's pretty cool, and considering there's no real charges in this game, you just move from one action attack for another action. So your bonus moves and attack are pretty cool. And everyone can do this last one for Quad, the Gift of Agony. This fighter makes bonus attack action. Add +1 to the strength and attack characteristics of that attack action if this fighter has any damage points allocated to him. I'm hurt. I'm going to do better. Well, that's my feeling. This Warcry seems to me to be pretty cool. The different warbands, I don't really think it matters to me if I like one or not more on top of the other one. I think Warcry just, it's a play by aesthetics. I mean, some of the non-warband armies, such as the Ghoul Army and the Ghost Army, and definitely the Sigmarites and everything, they play a lot better. I think they have more going for them than the armies that are supposed to be in the main set, so I think they faltered a little bit, but that's unmade. These things go quick. Simple as that. Alright, we're going to take... excuse me. Take a bit, and we will go over some Young Lao. Now, first, I've been painting like crazy. Painting a lot of my Qui-Gong and stuff like that, and getting pretty a lot better at stuff. But I've been painting my ancestors. Now, now you asked me back in 1.5, I thought Young Lao was cheap, it was bullshit. Here, you can always assume he's going to bring a freaking a zombie armor, bring up stuff to bring out to kill him, and you're just going to get your face wrecked. If it was done correctly, Young Lao was pretty rough. Second edition, Young Lao was still pretty rough. With his ascendance and everything, and his choices that he could take. Yeah, I mean, he was still pretty good. He's a very, pretty powerful master. Then we got third edition. Now, I really think, I don't know about this whole thing going on with, excuse me, keywords. I get it, but I think they could have went a little bit more with it. And gave you bonuses if you had this keyword, if you had that, and only if you had that, and only if you had this. I don't know. And the fact that keywords only matter to have in your army, no matter what faction. If you have the keyword, you can be in it. And if you pick from within your faction, you don't have the keyword, you add a +1 to your price total. I think it could have been a little bit more thematic. For doing maybe allow the master or give a general or ability to things if everyone in your crew had that keyword or something. But Young Lao, he is a dual master. He could be 10 Thunders or Resurrectionist. And let me just tell you the fun. I didn't think I'd have doing all these damn 10 Thunders. I mean, my first painted Malifaux crew was 1.5. I played Adepticon with Mike from the Malifaux. I played my Mei Feng in the rail crew. And she could steamroll some stuff, no pun intended, but she was pretty good. I liked her. A lot of people didn't. I thought she was good. And matter of fact, at that game, I faced Young Lao at his finest. I lost. He was better than me. That's all there is to it. But now we're looking at Young Lao, Dual Master, and his whole keyword that we'll be looking at is Ancestor or Retainer. Now, I'm going to put out the cost for him because you can buy two Masters in 3rd edition if you want. So he's 15 cost with 3 defense, 4 willpower, 4 movement, 2 size. He's got Ascendancy, which is at the start of his model's activation. You can attach an Ascendant upgrade to this model. So every turn, for basically 5 rounds, you're going to give him a bonus. Simple as that. And before we go do anything, I'll go through the ascendancy. Yes, I said it right. He also has the Mai's Shatter Reliquary. After this model is killed and may discard a reliquary upgrade, which we'll get there too, after each person who comes in. Anyway, you'll get it. After this model is killed and may discard a reliquary upgrade attached to any family model within 10 inches to heal 3, 4, 5. So he can avoid death. I mean, he's a Resurrection's Master. I'd like his new art on the card. Unfortunately, I don't have that model. But maybe one day. We'll see. He's got Fortify the Spirit. For each Ascendant upgrade attached to his model, this model adds +1 to his dual totals, maximum +3. If this model has 3 or more attached Ascendant upgrades, it gains a move of +1. Kind of what he was doing in 2, I think. He's got Recover Lost Souls. After a friendly model with an attached reliquary attached is killed within 6 inches, this model may attach all reliquary updates. Attach that model to the update killed model, so he can like siphon him in if he's within the whole 6 thing. For his attack action, he has the Darkest Magics. It's basically a bolt, 12 inches, 2, 3, 4 damage. And if he has 3 or more attached Ascendant upgrades, +1 damage with a Ram, My Loyal Servant, trigger, another model other than this model, within 3 inches of the target, heals 1, 2, 3. And with a Crow, he's got Drain Magic. Target discards a card. This model may draw a card and discard a card. So remember, Malifaux's all about cards, hand control, so, I mean, you know, you gotta like it. He's got the Treacherous Path. It's a range 8. Wants willpower test, target number 10. Places this model in base contact with the target. Then this model may push up to 2 inches for each Ascendant upgrade attached to this model. So he gets some free movement out of everything based on how many, where you are and what turn you are. I mean, you're in turn 1, extra +2. Turn 2, extra +4. 3, you know, you get it. Tactical actions, he's got Transcendence. Friendly models within range gain shielded +1. With a mask, for a trigger, he's got Growing Power. This model must have 2 or fewer attached Ascendant upgrades. Friendly retainer models within range may push up to 2 inches in any direction. So it's a little bit yin and the yang going on here. He's got the Rebuild Corpses, so here we go. He is a Resurrectionist, so let's see what his how he fits the bill. Okay, he's got target-friendly non-assessor model, and choose one of its attached reliquary upgrades. Replace the target with the named in the title of the chosen upgrade, then the new model heals 5 and draws 2 cards. Now, it's kind of rough because there's not a lot that doesn't have. It's going to be a non-ancestor model. So I think, let's see, we have Ashigaru, non-ancestors. I think we have the dogs and we can do other things. So we got to break our little theme of, you know, the retainer ancestors with Yang Lo to be able to bring back the dead. For free action, he's got Instill Youth, another model only. Target heals 1, 2, 3 damage. If the target has an attached reliquary upgraded, it heals an additional +1. And it may end the condition. If it's got a mask, discard the reliquary, upgrade, attach his model, and attach it to the target. So, good. You know, get a little bit better. And these, and we're good to right in. I'm not doing the reliquaries right now. Okay, can't do it. But we will do the Ascendance. Okay. So that's Yang Lo in a nutshell. That's what he can do. And now he's got the Ash Ascendant. Okay. After attaching this upgrade, Every enemy model with an X of this model gains staggered, where X is equal to the number of ascendant upgrades attached to this model. So he's like Highlander type thing going on. Friendly models within 3 inches have concealment. Enemy models treat the area within 3 inches as hazardous terrain. This model gains the following action. Storm of Ash, 3 inch aura, strength 3, target number 12. Enemy models within range must each pass a target number 13 move dual or suffer 2 damage and gain staggered. So, it's got the quickening happening. Next one, we get the Blood Ascendant. After attaching this upgrade, the model may take the Darkest Magic action. And I forgot it already. Allows him to do the range attack. I knew that. His blood is in it. And he gains the following abilities. Diving charge. His model may declare a charge even while engaged. And gunfighter treats all of its range actions as if they had a range of 1. Not bad when you're running around with a staff shooting 14 inches. I'm just saying. We get the bone ascendant. After attaching this upgrade, one friendly undead model within line of sight of this model may take an attack action. Yeah, well, let's just... Everybody, I think. And let's see. Oh, Azamu, undead, So, not Shiitake, or Chaki, or whatever her name is. But pretty much a lot of everyone you got is... 3/4 going to be undead. Let's see. Reclaim corpse. You target a corpse marker, add a soul stone to soul stone's pool, then remove the target. If you got the crow in there, when resolving before removing the target, an enemy mono within 3 inches must pass the target number X defense duel or suffer 2, 3, 4 damage, which suffers a negative on the target number for this duel equal to 10 plus the number of ascendant upgrades attached to this model. So, you're going to have to know your ascendant things, or it can get really confusing for the guy you're playing against and yourself. We got the flesh ascendant. After attaching this upgrade, this model, every friendly model with an attached reliquary upgrade heals X, where X is the number of ascendant upgrades attached to this model. And also allows this model to gain regeneration plus 2. And this model's instill youth action can target friendly models with attached reliquary regardless of line of sight. And also gives the action, which this model heals 1, 2, 4 damage. Not bad at all, still, so not bad. And remember, these are free, so that's pretty freaking cool. I mean, that you've got a lot of things you can do. And this is the last one. We've got Spirit Ascendant. After attaching this upgrade, this model and every friendly models with an attached reliquary upgrade may place itself with an X of its current location, with X is the equal of the number of ascendant upgrades attached to this model. This model gains the following ability, Incorporeal. Okay. So, Young Lao can make himself better for, 1, 2, 3, 4, max 5 rounds. And if you happen to flip for the 6th round, he's going to be a pretty pissed off old guy. He comes with his, Totem, which is his soul porter. This guy's running around 5 defense, 5 willpower, 6 movement, 1 size. He's incorporeal. He has recover lost souls. After a friendly model with his attached reliquary upgrade is killed within 6 inches of him, he may attach him. He's insignificant, unfortunately. He's got only 3 wounds. I was going to say, Young Lao has 10. Let's see. I don't think he has too much. He's got bladed spear, range of 2. 1, 2, 3 damage. And he, with the crow, when he hits you, marked by the ancestor, he gains target, adversary, ancestor. So he can, make the ancestors tick at you. He's got the power ancestor, is his tactical action. This action may not target the same model more than once per action. Ancestor only, the target may move up just movement in inches. Final Rest is its free action. Remove all scrap and corp markers within range. Choose a number of friendly models within this line of sight up to the number of markers removed. Then heal. Then each chosen model heals one. Not too bad. Not too bad for a little. For a wee little guy. Okay, now we're getting up to what do you take with... Yanlo. This is my build. Yanlo. Soul Porter. Toshiro the Daimyo. Chiaki the Beacon. Yin the Penelagani. Azamu the Armor. Ashgaru. I think the only thing I could have added in place of anything... Let me go... The check y'all. Where the hell are you? Okay. I think about the only thing I could have added was, there it is. Let's see. Hires. Henchmen. You get Manos the Risen. Okay. And some versatile things. We're not going to worry about the versatile stuff right now. Enforcers. Oh, Sheng Quang. Okay, so we'll get to him anyway. We'll discuss those two guys later on here. But let's go ahead and see what I picked. Reason I didn't pick Manos the Risen because I don't have him yet, and that will change. My Black Friday order did ship today. Thank Lord. I get like Ralphie after Christmas story, waiting every day to see when it's there, and it's just like, oh God. So I get paranoid. Anyway, we got Toshiro the Daimyo. He is not a pretty model to look at or put together. Oh, easy put together, but not easy on the eyes to paint. He's a little bit all over, but trying my best. Hopefully, he's great. He's got defense 5, 6, willpower 5, movement 2, size. He's got 10 wounds. He is your henchman. Let's see. Terrifying 11, 9 points. He's hard to wound. He has leadership. When taking attack actions, melee, friendly minion models within 6 receive a plus to their duels. So that's cool. You know, you get bonuses them up. Bloated Stench. If this model suffers damage from a melee attack, attacking model gets poison plus 1 after the current action. So, a little bit like Black Blood, but not. Let's see. We have Demise Reliquary, which we will get there. So, after this model is killed, friendly model with an 8 inches may attach a Reliquary X, where X is the name of this model. We'll get there. We got the Balanced Sword for its attacks. It's 2, 4, 5 damage. With a Ram, my loyal servant, another model other than this model within 3 inches heals 1, 2, 3 damage. War Eternal with a tome. If this model cheated, this action's flip draw card. And if you throw a mask in there, another friendly model may take a attack action targeting the same model. Not bad, that's all he's got for attack actions. But he has tactical actions, like Daimyo's Gift. Target gains focus. With a mask, you can pick the commander's orders. You move up to 3 inches or cut him down. You can have somebody take an attack action. Never too bad. Undying Fealty. I like this one. Once per turn, target corpse marker. Summon Ashgaru with slow into base contact with the target. Then remove the target. Summon Ashgaru. Suffers 2 irreducible damage. So you can like bring up the undead. I say that like it's no big thing. It's just I've been playing necromancer stuff for years. He's got Foul Mouth Motivation. Other friendly models only. Target heals 1, 2, 3 and gains focus plus 1. And with a ram, this will numb the pain. Target gains shielded 1. So that's him, Toshiro. But he's got this. This will go on him, and when he dies, this will go on to whoever's within the range. This reliquary can't be attached to Toshiro. This model gains the following ability, Bloated Stench. So, when it goes on, they get the little black blood thing. They get leadership, and... Yeah, so you know, friendly minions receive plus 3 duels, and they get a tactical action, new guardian, friendly allies, attaches upgrade to the target. So, pretty cool. Nice little thing. Plus, you can smash that later on in the game to add something to, well, summon them up again if you need to. Next up, we have Chucky the Beacon. Not going to buy the box. I got one painted. That's all there is. This one's pretty cool looking. So is the other one. She is an enforcer. 7 cost, 4 defense, 6 willpower, 5 move, size 2, 7 wounds. She's got serene contents. Enemy attack actions, the target's model suffer negative to the duel. Facing the crowd, if this model's within 3 inches, 1 or more models, it gains cover. Nefarious Pact. After this model's activation, it may draw a card. And it's got the Demise Reliquary. We'll get to that in a minute. For attack action, she can siphon your essence for 1, 2, 3 damage, and she can reposition it with a mask, which is built in. She got Beckoning Call, move to targets, move towards a friendly model within line of sight, and with the ram. Enemy only, this model must choose both players draw a card or both players discard a card. She has Dispel Magic in one condition on the target, one target, Hole in the World. With a tome, enemy only, place the target within 6 inches of its current location. With a crow, you have delay, target gain slow. Or you have, with another crow, new vessel, friendly only, choose a reliquary attached to target, and you swap it around. She has tactical actions of Spirit Flute. Friendly retainer models within range may move up to 3 inches, but if you throw on a mask with it, Split the Soul, choose a friendly model within range. The chosen model may attach the reliquary, acts as an upgrade where acts as the name any other friendly model within range. Okay. And Purity is another free action. Enemy models within range must pass a target number 14 willpower duel or be pushed away from this model. So, for an enforcer, she's really not really enforcey. I'm just saying. But when she dies, she gives the person the following abilities. Guardian Spirit. At the start of this model's activation, it may end any number of conditions on itself. Kind of cool if you're on fire or poisoned. Manipulative. Not so bad, because if you haven't activated this turn, you get a negative. Enemy gets a negative to their duel. And you gain the following ability, which you will attach this upgrade to another person. So that is that right there. Next up, we'll go to take 1 second here. Okay, now we have Yen. Oh, I'd like to announce that I've had these models for a while, and I've had them all each for their own little different reasons. I've had Toshiro the Daimyo because I had Necropunks and I thought they'd be fun, another Resurrectionist unit. I had Yin the Penelganen because she was running with my horrors with Molly. And Zamu the Armor because, well, he was actually Karai's bodyguard. Come on. Think about it. let's see. I didn't mess with Manos and picked up the Sun Queen because, well, I thought I needed a healer of some sort. With my 10 Thunders, and I was going to get my wife into messing with it too, and I got her the Oni army, and I figured, well, she could use a healer. But let's get on with Yin. For one, she's not great on the eye. She is the head on the spinal cord with entrails. She is basically a Japanese vampire. She's 8 points, 5 defense, 5 willpower, 6 movement, size 2, 9 wounds, terrifying 12. Hard wound. She's got constriction. Enemy models engage with this model suffer negative to duels generated by their disengage action. She's got the same thing where when she blows, she gives out a reliquary, and she can flight. She got flight. When resolving Walker charge instead of moving normally, blah blah blah. That's how she's got in the front of a card. On the back, she's got her attack actions. Tear apart. 2, 3, 5 damage. Not too bad. With the ram, she's going to drink blood, so she heals the amount of damage that she suffered. Vampire. With a mask, you're coming with me. You can push the target up to 3 inches any direction, then place the model in base contact with it. And with a crow, she can give you slow. She has feet on grief. This is 8 inches. It is against your willpower. If the target is within 2 inches line of sight of a corpse marker, this activation receives a plus to the duel. The target suffers 2-2-4 damage. If the action kills the target, this model heals 2. Now with a mask, it's on your heels. Enemy only places the model into base contact with the target. With a crow marked by the ancestors, target gains adversary ancestors. And with a tome grasped by Viscera, push any number of models within 3 inches of the target, 2 inches towards this model. Tactical action, which is free action for, is Dark Bargain. Friendly only, target suffers 1 damage and then may take an interact action. With a ram, siphon life, when resolving, the target suffers plus 1 damage and you heal this model 1. And grasping viscera with a mask. Push any number of models within 3 inches, 2 inches towards this model. So can you pull some of your own people out of the way? I can see where it might be fun, except for the fact that she looks cool. Simple as that. And that's pretty much why I will play her, is because of that. But when she dies, any models, the model gains the following ability. Enemy models engage this model do not suffer negative to duels generated by disengage action. They also gain, if this model has the terrifying ability, is increased the value of his terrifying ability by plus 1. Otherwise, it gains the following ability, Terrifying 11. And it's got the whole new guardian put to somebody else. Not too bad. I like that one. And we got Zom with the armor. This guy's pissed off. I like him. Yeah, like I said, he was originally my bodyguard for Karai because he was a spirit for a while. And I'm just saying, she's all about spirits. But he's not no more. He's Ancestor Retainer. With 4 defense, 5 willpower, 4 movement, size 3, 9 health, 10 cost. With armor plus 2, ruthless, meaning that this model ignores terrifying and manipulative abilities on other models. When he dies, of course, he's going to leave the reliquary. He's got unyielding. When this model would take an action outside of its actions, its owner may choose it for not to. And he can flurry once per turn after this model resolves attack action, melee attack. During its activation, it may discard a card to take that action again. Great, you say, because he's running around with a 2-inch Nagamata, doing 3, 4, 5 damage. He is going to do a trigger on everything but a mask on a ram, that model, him, gain shielded plus 1. With the tome, is armor piercing, so if you have armor, it's going away. And it's a crow. He's going to mark you. Ancestor. And if he's got flurry, oh, I marked you. I'm an ancestor. Oh, wow, did I do that? Tactical action. He's got heroic intervention. Push all other friendly models within 1 inch of the target away from the target. Then push this model 6 inches towards the target. This model may take an attack action targeting that same model. So basically, he's pushing himself in the way. Grasping spirits, enemy models within 2 inches gain stagger. And what would it be if this for free action this guy couldn't heal 1, 2, 4 with his juggernaut ability? Why not, right? Give him juggernaut. Yeah, you should. I'm just going to say that just makes sense. But let's see what he's got in his I died and my left behind. He's given the person with the reliquary a armor plus 1 and ruthless. Not bad. I mean, that's nice and simple. Could you imagine all these in one person? And it can happen. And that's not assuming they're not being floated around just so they can go on somebody else. And don't think that maybe Uzamu couldn't have another reliquary attached to him. Because why not? Because that would just suck, right? Anyway, we got the Ashigaru, 5 points. These guys here, 4 defense, 4 wounds, 5 movement, size 2, 5 wounds. Armor plus 1, extended reach. Enemy models within 2 inches can't take attack actions generated by the charge action. So that's kind of cool. Take the hit after an enemy model targets a friendly model within 2 inches when an attack. This model may discard a guard to place itself in the base contact with a friendly model and becomes a new target over the attack, ignoring range, line of fire, and targeting restrictions. He's got hard to kill, so if this model has 2 more health, it may not be reduced below 1 health. Not too bad for Samurai Skeleton. He's got the Yari, 2, 3, 4 damage, range 2. Puncture, so when resolving this action with a ram, flips receive a plus 1 for each ram in the total, maximum plus 2. Shove aside with a mask, and once per activation, push the target 4 inches away from this model. Then this model may push up to 4 inches and declare an attack action, target action targeting a different model. Not bad. And Vile Reclamation is a free action, target gains injured plus 1 and his model heals 1. Not bad. And now imagine that with Tushiro handing out some freebies. You know what I'm saying? But anyway, enough for that. We'll go to the 2 that got left behind, so to speak. Well, actually, more than 2. The ones I don't own, basically. Let's go ahead and start that. Let's see. Goduku. That's a new guy I haven't seen. It basically looks like Assassin's Creed. I don't know. I should go over him. He's a ninja monk. I don't know. I'm not going to. But I will go over the 2. Because we got Goduku, which is humans. We got Kamananu, which are robot dogs. And they're pretty cool. I don't have any of them yet. So, get you. We only go with what I got. Yeah. Let's see. We got Manos the Risen. He's coming in the mail. Let me tell you what. This guy's hard to get hold of. Alright, I got him on the Black Friday special. I got the box with him. The Grave Golem. 2 Mourners. The Wheel in the Sky. Vega from Street Fighter. And the 2 Paper Zombies. And I'm going to use all of them. But yeah, I went that route. I thought it was cheaper. This guy here, he's pretty cool. I have to figure out really what I want to do back and forth. Because I just want to put everything in my crew, but I can't. So, yeah, we'll go here. He's 5 defense, 6 willpower, 6 movement, size 2. He's got 8 wounds. Regeneration plus 2. Lantern of Souls. So, enemy models within 5 inches ignore their demise abilities. Okay. Assassin, after this model kills an enemy model that has not activated this turn, he gets fast. He's got the Demise Reliquary, yeah. Extended reach, enemy models within 2 inches can't take attack actions, okay. Siphon Power, after this model declares an attack action, friendly models within 4 inches may suffer 1 irreducible damage. If it does so, this model may add 1 of any suit to its choice in the final duel total. Okay, let's see. Yari is a 2, 3, 4 damage. Siphon life, plus 1 damage. This model heals 1. Reposition, move up to 3 inches and marked by ancestors. We know what that does. Spirit brush, 12 inches, 2, 3, 4 damage with a tome. Divine strike, the target and enemy models within 2 inches of the target gain staggered. And this guy can leap. I don't know. Guess it's cool. Let's see, Sung Ko Wang. This looks like Pat Morita from Mulan. I said it. 7 defense. Pretty good, right? 6 willpower, 5 movement, size 2, 7 cost. 8 wounds. Healing droughts, friendly models have start their activation within 3 inches of them. Heal 1. Don't mind me, he can take interact actions. Why he's engaged. And he can do it even if he's taking the disengage action with this activation. He's got Bedside Manner. After resolving an action which another friendly model within 3 inches suffered damage, this model may discard a card to place the damaged model onto base contact with this model. He is the king of medicine after Frelimata was placed within 3 inches it healed. So he's going to heal you again. He's going to keep healing you because he's going to keep you quick. I mean, keep you there. He's got quick cure after taking the assist action. This mod all gained fast. So he's going... Oh, I forgot to do Manos. We'll get to him. Let's see. On his attack action, he's got Yin and a Liang, range of 8. Target matter, either, model either gains distracted or focused, duality with a ram, and a Miomi. Model must choose both. Both players draws a card or player discards a card. Quick reflexes with a mask. Take this action again, targeting a different model with a crow, marked by the ancestor when you're getting adversary. Or a tome, hole in the world. Place the target within 6 inches of its location. Tactical actions, healing energy, target heals 1, 2, 3 damage, my loyal servant, you can heal, again, 1, 2, 3, and, or you can surge, you can draw a card, and you got for free action, study, target a scrapper, corpse marker, drop a ski marker into base contact with the target, then remove the target, Oh, Surge, you can draw a card. Okay. Let's see what else we have here. I think I actually got to pick them. Great radio, right? Okay. Alrighty, Manos. Let's see. When Manos dies, his reliquary gives a person 8 regeneration power. Plus 2. And the demise eternal. After this model is killed, it may discard a card. If it does, it heals 4. Oh my lord. So, I'm just going to say that, you know, he's not going to go anywhere. I mean, whoever you put him on just is not going to go. And I don't think Sun Quang has a... No, he doesn't have a reliquary. No. But he's only a retainer, so oh my god, you can make him Barney Badass. Okay, well, that's it. That's all I'm covering with Yang Lo. There's some things I missed purposely because I don't want to go over them. I don't have them. Maybe I'm mad. I don't know. I'll leave you with a song and see you soon. I don't know what... Oh, I know what we're talking about. It's December. Yep, so I'm going to go over December. So it'd be Vespertino, and of course, I would just be showcasing. In fact, I got a pretty cool Winter Wonderland army all painted up. So hopefully, enjoy. Give me comments, concerns, questions. Inspiring emails and fanfare to SeanHammer9@yahoo.com. Keep an ear out, and thank you for being here. If you're not having fun, stop that.